You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions presents the DFS Lineup Lock Hour, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
DFS! 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 DFS!
Rockin'! Fantasy Sports Radio Network, welcome to the new format, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage. I'm Rage, he's Heat, Gabriel Morenci, Cam Stewart, now on Daily, until they tell us otherwise, exactly. Which could be any day. That's hey, Daily, too.
Let's just keep on rolling, buddy.
That's Daily as
We've
well.
We've always been day-to-day.
Exactly. I live my life day-to-day, baby. But we're on now weekdays at 4 o'clock Eastern until 7 o'clock, me and Cam. Going to kick it for the first 2 hours and crack some jokes, give you some picks, bring in some high-level guests. Today we had Lou Gamblou and Mark Lawrence. Great stuff always with both Lou and Mark Lawrence. But the final hour of the show is going to be a lot of fun. Tony Cincata is going to step up and in from 6 to 7 with us every day. We're going to talk DFS. We're going to talk props. We're going to talk bets. We're going to talk sports. But we're going to focus in on some NBA DFS for the most part, and some NHL DFS, golf DFS. I was talking about the Euro Basketball League DFS. Hey, I'm into everything, man. You know, the more obscure the sport, the better, Tony. Tony Cincata.
We're better off that you're so great on radio and so good at gambling, because you are certainly not going to work on the Costa Rican tourism board now that I have to go and find out this alligator's every foot that you walk in. And if you don't fall out of a boat, the alligator could jump in, and then Cam knocks off, and every once in a while a monkey will pee on you.
Yeah, that's what they do. They jump on you and piss on you.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, they're crocodiles who are actually, they're meaner.
is it crocs or alligators that are meaner? I think it's crocs, isn't it? One of them had a nicer disposition.
You're in Jacksonville, right? Some of these golf courses and stuff, and you got alligators everywhere.
Gators, I think gators actually attack humans more than crocs. I think you're right. Yeah, crocs are more docile. Gators are more vicious. They come at you.
Alligators are faster, right? Alligators can run pretty fast.
Alligators put on the blitz, where crocs are more of a prevent defense.
They put on the blitz. So, speaking of which, though, I don't want to move on from the Super Bowl, but, you know, honestly, I like you, Tony.
I like you.
And yeah, you like me. No domestic partner needs to find out. But it's hard for me to sympathize. Like, I saw Patriot fans moping on Super Bowl Monday the day after. I'm like, man, you guys, you know what? The world stopped because you didn't win every freaking Super Bowl now. That's what it's come to, Tony?
It's like Giselle Bundchen told her children, "What they were crying, and she told, hey, you know what, we win every single year. It was time for daddy to let somebody else win." And she had answered her critics on Twitter.
I like Bridget Monahan's tweet. Nick Foles looks good.
Yeah, that was cold. Bridget Monahan throwing shade.
I've always loved that chick more than
50 Shades of Grey, literally, figuratively.
Yeah. You know what? She looks a little rough, like rough in a good way. It reminds me a lot of Pink. Like, Pink is the one I love and adore, because I think that all crazy things could happen if she got a drunk one night.
And you're one could dream, Tony. Steamed shrimp and Pinks. That sounds like
that's it.
Fun.
That's it. Fun. The only time I've ever got in trouble on the radio, I was talking about Pink, and I guess I went on for 7 minutes on everything I would do to her. And Mike Cardano was driving around with his mother in the car and called the producer, "Can you please tell him to change the subject?"
Sounds like, remember the show Blind Date with Roger Lodge?
Oh,
yeah. That'd be awesome. We now check in with Tony, whose nickname is AK Steam Shrimp, out on a date with Pink. Yeah, that'd be a good time. All right, Tony. So the New England Patriots. So, like I was saying, you can't win every year. It was a good game, but It turns out Gisele Bundchen, turns out she was right. Tom Brady can't throw and catch it. He can't do it both for them, as we found out.
I'll tell you what, the one thing that, you know, Bill Belichick, of course, they got the Bill and Bill special, and he looks like a genius. He's got severely outcoached in this game. They went and they stuck with the Malcolm Butler situation where they had the two big wide receivers there in Philadelphia, and they were going to go big against big. And he stuck by it all season long. And I don't care what you say, you cannot possibly tell me in a straight face that that was the best matchup on paper. After a half, it didn't work, and yet that guy was good enough to play 97.6% of snaps in the regular season. You faced big wide receivers before, and you had Malcolm Butler on the field.
And he denied, and Butler vehemently denied the rumor.
The curfew, weed, and blah, blah. Why would you do that on Super Bowl? The guy's been around the block. I'm with Butler.
Yeah, and there was no one really put their name on it. It was kind of weak of Barstool to throw it out there like that. Yeah. Well, it kind of spoke to someone, but I'm not saying, but we're saying. And then, of course, that stuff's going to get picked up. But nevertheless, let's jump in. Let's talk some NBA DFS right now. And looking at the board, a player that just jumped off the screen at me was Andre Drummond tonight against the Brooklyn Nets, a Brooklyn Net team that played last night that's banged up, worn out. And this Drummond and Griffin combo has been pretty devastating. And, you know, people talk about football stacks often, Tony, but what would you tell a DFS player about basketball stacks and Griffin and Drummond just dominating the front court tonight against against the Nets and getting us 100-plus points?
Yeah, so looking at this game, it's a 209 total, so it's middle of the pack on a night with a short slate. Andre Drummond faces the team that's the worst in the league in defensive efficiency against centers, so he's there. Against power forwards, they're 29, so I absolutely love this. Now, the one negative is Drummond had a little sprained ankle in that game. They haven't made a big deal about it. It's not on the injury report, so I expect him to play. My only concern with that is that sprained ankle. I actually like Drummond tonight as the second best player per dollar in daily fantasy. He's a little more expensive, but I love Anthony Davis matchup there. I think if you go one or two, you go there. And I've actually got lineups in with Anthony Davis and Blake Griffin. So if you did want to go Drummond and Griffin, you can fit them in.
I was looking at Murray tonight with the San Antonio Spurs providing value. What do you think taking on the Phoenix Suns? Phoenix played last night. I like picking on tired basketball teams. And Murray's produced some nice value and some nice return for the bang for the buck over the last last couple of weeks, truth be told.
Here's the thing in that game, right? You're facing Phoenix, who's the worst defensive team in the league. And they're coming off an injury. We got the situation where Bender's going to be out again tonight. Booker's out tonight. I look at this game at $5,800 is the salary on DraftKings for DeJounte Murray, and I think he's going to come right around 4-5 times the value, which is what we need. 28 fantasy points, 32 fantasy points there against them. The whole problem is I want 40, Tony.
We need 40.
But
it's like when you're ordering steamed shrimps, you don't want 6, you want 40.
I want 60.
You know what the problem is, too, is you look at the factor in this game is a blowout, and the San Antonio Spurs don't score a ton. But there's got to be advantages in this game when you line them up. The team total for San Antonio tonight is 106 points, which puts them at the fourth most on the board.
All right. You know what? All kidding aside, although I'm kidding right now, this is real. So they have the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest, which is a big deal, obviously. But during the Super Bowl, they had
That wing chick?
Yeah, the wing bowl.
Oh, she was amazing.
Unbelievable.
What was it, 200? Like, she crushed.
How about this, Tony? 501 wings in 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you look at that and you put that kind of emphasis on downing things orally, that would be a woman that each one of us would probably imagine somewhere in our lives to come across.
Tony, I never.
She's got a yap like the Crocs we were talking about. Like, I don't think that Croc that I showed Cam could eat 501 wings.
No, that's the thing. Remember, Gabe, I used to go in regurgitation contests before I met you, and I went up and I was leading for 8 minutes. I ate 72 chicken wings in 10 minutes, but I lost to heavyweight champ Rodney Abel. He took me over in the last minute, so I ran into him at a Costco. He remembers.
If you ate 501 chicken wings, you're going to the hospital.
Oh, you're dead. Like, I ate 71 and 10. Like, that's a lot of wings.
It took her 30 minutes, though. Soft. Anyone can do that.
30 minutes. That's endurance.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if I could eat 50 in 30 minutes.
I think you could. They're little. To get her to get 500
the Canadian chicken wings.
The Canadian chicken wings are big, fat ones.
Actually, they're pretty big.
No, remember we went out that night and we had to order 6 bowls because they were so small?
Oh, yeah. Bad bar, Tony. Bad bar.
No, it wasn't because they were small. It's because you guys ate a lot.
Yeah, we're pigs. I'm an absolute pig.
That's what it was. All right, so we were talking about the Cleveland Cavalier game with Mark Lawrence earlier, and Mark's a big numbers guy. Mark really relies on past history trends and his database, and the database is a very, very successful one. We can't doubt that. But at the same point in time, and he said, listen, Cleveland are just in a good technical spot tonight. They're red-faced. They're embarrassed. They blew another 21-point lead to Orlando last night, but I learned a lot. I learned a lesson years ago, guys, betting on baseball when I was young.
What, bad teams just don't deliver?
No, that when you bet on good teams, you can't chase. Like if the Yankees lose 3 games in a row, there's no way in hell they're going to lose the 4th game.
Yeah,
and then there's no way in hell they're going to lose the 5th game. And a lot of people are at that point right now with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Or they should be over that, Tony, in which, the Cavs are going to bounce back tonight. Oh, the Cavs need this one. They can't beat anybody. Now you got a red-hot Minnesota Timberwolves team coming in here. I think the Timberwolves get it done. I think it's a high-scoring game, and it goes over the number to 224. And from a DFS standpoint, we talk about it. Wiggins is only a points guy, but Jimmy Butler, there's no reason why Butler doesn't go off tonight.
So here's the way I look at this, and real quick on Cleveland Cavaliers, their points for and points against on the season, they're minus 0.7 on a per-game basis. So they're negative points for the entire season. So it hasn't just been the last couple of weeks. If you take their whole season in totality, they're minus 7 right now, and that is something to be alarmed about. I love the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. And in fact, what I did is I went and put a lineup that I'm going to put in a tournament with Andrew Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns, Jeff Teague, and Jimmy Butler. Ride the 4 guys against this Cleveland defense that's been absolutely abysmal. The team total tonight for Minnesota is 114. That's the best in the NBA tonight. Second to New Orleans at 112, the implied team total. And I'll go there. And I think the one guy that people will sleep on is Jeff Teague at $5,700. He's going to get Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas was not a good defensive player when he was 100% healthy. Still dealing with that hip issue. He can't move at all. Jeff Teague can go to the hole whenever he likes against Isaiah Thomas.
The Minnesota T-Wolves stack with steamed shrimps.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to be stacking the account, actually. You know what? I'm taking the T-Wolves tonight, too.
Yeah, they say the trend is your friend, right? Like what Cleveland pissed away.
Well, you want a trend, Cam. I brought it up.
I know.
They haven't won a nationally televised basketball game, Tony, since Christmas Day.
They blew a 21-point lead to the Magic.
Oh, I watched that game, man, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. How pathetic. And LeBron sort of pouted in the fourth quarter, man. He didn't put out his maximum effort, and that was – you don't see that from LeBron James, and I'm interested here. He actually said they don't belong on national TV, and he's embarrassed to play on it.
But LeBron doesn't get any blame for it. Yeah, you notice,
it's like unbelievable.
It's never really his fault. But
he can whine.
Yeah, but it's not like he plays with scrubs, and this is poetic, justice in a sense, in the irony.
Good call.
That they treated Kevin Love like crap all the time, and it's always Kevin Love's fault. Kevin Love this, Kevin Love that. Well, all right, now you're not without Kevin Love, and you suck even more now. And Isaiah Thomas is a nice guy. He's a good guy. He's an offensive machine. He's a good fantasy player because the defensive liability doesn't matter. But clearly, Tony, the Celtics are better off without him. They're a way better team defensively. Cleveland were not a good defensive team to begin with. And then you threw Isaiah Thomas in there. And it's funny because LeBron, guys, LeBron didn't like Kyrie Irving because he didn't play defense, he thought.
Now
what? Now you get Isaiah Thomas who makes Kyrie Irving look like Gary Payton, the glove Gary Payton. Yeah, but since Isaiah Thomas has been there, they're really getting lit up. There's no reason, like you said, Tony, that Minnesota doesn't put a boatload of points up here tonight. I like the Minnesota stack, and I don't have a problem with trying to sort of put those Piston players together with these guys. That's sort of my goal. I've got Murray on the Spurs. I've got Butler. I've got Griffin. I've got Drummond. my utility player, Tony, a little bit of value here. What do you think? Okafor, $3,500.
You know what? It's very, very interesting because I don't think...
Got to roll the dice sometimes, Tony,
yeah,
right?
There's no cheap guys. And, man, I had a guy hammer me on Twitter last night because I gave out like $3,500 for Tim Frazier and he got like 14 fantasy points. I'm going, if I'm giving out a $3,500 player, he's not going to score 50, dude. Here's the big thing. Tonight I thought it was tough. The one guy I came up with is the Memphis Grizzlies are absolutely falling apart. And I went with Ivan Rabb at $3,400 in that game against Utah, which I hate going against Utah. Rabb at $3,400 put up 31 fantasy points against Atlanta, played 21 minutes in that game. And then he had a game where he got a little banged up. He only played 5 minutes. Then the game before that, 23, had 17 fantasy points. And against Phoenix, 20 minutes, 21 fantasy points. He's only $3,400 tonight. Memphis is reeling. They're in back-to-back. I'm going to take a shot with him. I don't think there's many cheap options tonight.
I know. That's Tony, what I was looking at.
I like to go through Gabe's recyclables. What about Carroll of Brooklyn? He's pretty cheap, too, and they got a lot of injuries with these guys. I think he might be a little bit of a sleeper.
Yeah, well, Damari Carroll, I think he's going to finish right around there. He said 5,500 tonight. It wouldn't surprise me if he can get over 30 points. They're in a back-to-back there. And it's real, real interesting with this Brooklyn team because they can score. And Detroit has been a little weak defensively. I'm looking at this game as a place where we can get some fantasy goodness. You mentioned the two guys in Detroit. And then there's a couple cheap players on Detroit, and they're very similar to me. And one of them could step out, but they never both do on the same night. And that, of course, is Reggie Bullock and Stanley Johnson. You look at it, Brooklyn's the middle of the pack against small forward and two guards, and you can go in there. But on the other side, Brooklyn, Damari Carroll, they're 28th in the league at defending small forwards, the Detroit Pistons. So it's a big night for Damari Carroll.
What do you guys think about Rondo? He's been actually the last couple of games. He's had 34-plus fantasy points. Cheap price there. Tony, Steam Shrimps, are you pulling the trigger on the combo?
I am going a little Rajon Rondo tonight. You know what's crazy about that?
The Rondo gumbo.
I get up in the morning, and I'm sure you guys do this. You guys stay up all night, too. We don't sleep too much. And the first thing I'm looking at, and I'm looking at the games, and then about 4:30 this evening, I'm like, man, why don't you have Rondo in there? Rondo's playing well. It's a nice matchup. Both teams playing no defense. And I think you can go Rondo, and I like Rue Holiday and Anthony Davis in this one. And then Miritich is a guy, he's getting 30-plus minutes. He didn't do anything the second game. The first game he was okay, and he shot terribly. I like those Pelicans tonight here. And I'll give you an example of one of the lineups that I have tonight with Rajon Rondo. I have Rajon Rondo at the point guard. At the two guard, I have Rue Holiday. Kyle Anderson from the Spurs at small forward. Nikolai Meritage at the power forward. Anthony Davis at center. So four Pelicans. Jeff Teague from Minnesota. James Johnson. And Ivan Rob.
I like the lineup.
Pelicans.
I like your Damari Carroll angle there, Cam, as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you mentioned Ivan Rapp. Pretty much a fantasy. He's getting a point per minute when he's on the court, a fantasy point per minute. So if he can get some minutes. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue talking NBA DFS. We got some golf DFS, a little NHL DFS, and we'll talk best bets of the night, too.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Decisions. Red Heat and Rage on radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. Fantasy Factor, the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contest only. Fantasy Factor runs NHL and NBA free rolls every week. It's a fun site. It's easy to sign up and enter.
As Nando says, less sharks.
Yeah, free entry. Simply sign up and enter, and you can get into these free rolls. That's www.fantasyfactor.com, fantasyfactor.com. So you guys were talking about Rajon Rondo, and you mentioned it, Tony. Neither of these teams really are playing any defense right now. And in fact, from a betting perspective as well, the Pelicans, 8 straight home games for the New Orleans Pelicans have gone over the number. The total is 219.5. That is the highest total on the night.
The Minnesota Cleveland.
Besides the Timberwolves and the Cavs at 224. And I was going to say, you figure that the Rockets and the Heat would have been a little bit higher at 208.
True.
As well. But I like the over in that Pelicans game. I'm going to bet the over in that Pelicans game. And I like Rondo as well. I think Rondo's a nice fair price. But it is frustrating, Tony. I'm scouring. I'm looking for value here for really cheap players, and I just can't find any. We're really going to have to roll the dice.
Yeah, when I'm looking at a value base and trying to figure out what we're going to do is putting the lineups together tonight. And usually you could find, you know, someone injured, but with a short slate, it's very tough. I think the guy that with the most value actually is in this game, but he's been playing banged up, and that's why his value is where it is, and that's Miles Turner. Miles Turner's only $5,600, but he's had a couple games where he didn't finish games, and he's had a couple games recently where he's come back from injury and not put up big points. If he could play 30 minutes tonight or 28 minutes, he'll put up a good number, but I'm not sure exactly where he is health-wise. At $5,600, you're looking at him. He put up 12 fantasy points in his last game, 8 in the game before that, only played 15 minutes. Prior to that, he put up 32 against Dwight Howard, 33 against Marc Gasol, and 34 against Dwight Howard again. Give me that kind of production for $5,600. I'm in.
This Utah Jazz team, guys, is smoking.
They are, what are they, 8-2 last 10 ATS?
Yeah, they're playing some really good basketball right now. They're shooting great from three-point range as of late. You know, not a great spot, but they're playing against a pretty beat-up and not a very good Memphis team. They hit the 8 of 9 three-pointers. 14 to start the game, 14 of 21 in their last game. Hung 133 points up on New Orleans. They were a bigger favorite than I thought they were going to be. But, you know, right now they're what? They're 6.5-point favorites in this basketball game. Yep. Are you looking at any of the Utah Jazz players tonight, Tony?
I'll tell you what, this is a perfect example why Adam Silva needs us and needs gambling regulated in the NBA and needs fantasy. Can you imagine if you said, hey, honey, you know what? I don't want to go out tonight. I want to watch Memphis and Utah. And you didn't live in one of those two metropolises. I mean, this is insane. This is crazy at how poor this game's going to be. But the backcourt for Utah is...
So what you're saying is I have personal social issues and problems because I'll probably end up watching this game a bit.
We all do it, buddy.
Yeah, I'll be right there with you.
This isn't one of the most glamorous matchups in the history of the NBA.
It's for the hardcore.
Utah-Memphis.
Derek
Favors. The only thing worse than playing for either team is getting traded to the other team.
Oh, jeez. That would be – what did I do wrong in life? Derek Favors and Donovan Mitchell. I'm looking at this game. Donovan Mitchell's had a 25% usage rate. So basically when they score, he's involved in that play 25% of the time. And that's hard to ignore when you're going up and down the court. And he's at $7,000 on DraftKings tonight. Derek Favors at $5,400, I think, also is a guy that you can look at. They're 28th in the league at defending big men. So those are the two guys I'm jumping on Utah against this Memphis team. But the problem is both these teams play a slow pace. And when Memphis was totally healthy, they were very good defensively. Utah would be right there with San Antonio in the past defensively. But they've both tailed off a little bit, but they're still playing a slow pace. And that's why we have a total right around 200.
Yeah, what about the second lowest total game, Tony? We got you talked about them. Spurs versus Suns in the late action tonight, total 202. What are we going to do with this one? Any players worth a look here? But that looks like a low total, too, just like the Jazz-Grizz game.
I got to be honest that I couldn't believe that any team playing Phoenix would have a 202 total. because Phoenix is by far the worst. And this is a game, even though the Spurs, you're not going to make a healthy living going over with the Spurs. Tonight, I think you definitely could. And when you look at it from a fantasy perspective, LaMarcus Aldridge, they're worst in the league at defending power forwards. They're worst in the league against two guys. But Danny Green never puts up a big offensive game. You're never going to get it. I like Deonta Murray, and I like Kyle Anderson and LaMarcus Aldridge tonight. And Paul Gasol, I don't have any word on Paul Gasol being out. If he was out in this game, I would go with Davis Bertans as a cheap play. When he gets an opportunity to play 25, 28 minutes there. But I don't know if we'll get that information before 7 o'clock. On the Phoenix side, they're beat up. And Tyler Ulis is one of only three guards dressing tonight. It's not a great matchup. They're the second best in the league against point guards. But at $4,200, he can get you by. And he could be a guy in your lineup tonight, even though it's not a great matchup for Tyler Ulis.
Yeah, Phoenix are a frustrating team. I read a funny line today, too. It said, extra minutes doesn't always lead to extra points for some of these players, which is true. But I got burnt last night on the over of the Phoenix Suns in the L.A. Laker game, and it was cruising over the number, actually.
Yeah.
But it hit the wall, and it happens often with Phoenix. Phoenix on the season, they got 26 overs and 29 unders because they usually have pretty high totals in their games. You're right, Tony. This is a lower scoring one. But one thing with San Antonio I find is San Antonio will score points against bad defensive teams. Like San Antonio doesn't really want to play in a track meet, but if they're playing against a bad defensive team.
Like Phoenix?
Yeah, they're fundamentally sound, right? They're a fundamentally sound team. San Antonio. So they'll be able to take advantage of it. You know, look, they put 113 on Sacramento. They put 108 on Memphis. They put 114 up on Cleveland. I'm just worried, as crazy as it sounds, if Phoenix can actually score a bit. But I don't mind Ulis from a DFS perspective, but the game worries me. So, Tony, I know you're so focused in on basketball. You playing any NHL DFS lately?
I haven't played it lately, but guess what's coming up? The NBA All-Star break, right? And then I get all into it, and then I tell myself, you know what? I'm going to do both. But you can't – the NBA is so crazy because between 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, everybody has scratches. There's so many injuries that it makes it hard. So it's all like I cheat for 6 days. Like when you go out of town, it's not really cheating. And I do that with the NHL, and I fall in love with it. But I never go back, you know. I always want to go back and say, you know what? I'll be back in a couple months, but I just never make it back.
Cold. You and Bridget Monahan should probably hook up.
Yeah. I always liked her. I think she does a great job.
Yeah, she got handcuffs, too. She's in that show, the police show there with Tom Selleck.
Yeah, that's right, Blue Bloods.
I've said it before, and I'll say it. Yeah. No, I prefer.
She's better than Giselle.
Yeah, I'm not a big Giselle fan,
actually. Me either. I prefer Monahan.
I'm not a massive Giselle fan. So we got three games in the NHL this evening.
Correct.
Nashville and Toronto, Boston and the Rangers, Edmonton and Los Angeles. So actually pretty big-time players playing for fantasy purposes in the NHL tonight, Cam.
Guys, I got to tell you guys something. If you are playing NHL fantasy, I think the one game that's we're going to have a lot of goals is Toronto-Nashville. The Maple Leafs, they've forgotten how to play defense. You saw the last game versus Anaheim. It was a track meet, Morenci. It was nuts. The Grand Salami in hockey went over on the first two games rather than the last one. You didn't even need it. It was absolutely nuts. The Leafs are a part of this. So you can have Frederik Andersen, $7,600, sure. The Leafs might get the win against Nashville, but I found a gem for you, Tony. You've been cheating. It doesn't matter. Anton Khudobin, he will keep your secret. The Boston Bruins goaltender versus the Rangers, $8,200. He's the backup, but don't worry about it because you know what? He's a strong backup. Tuukka Rask is usually the starter, and the Rangers, Gabe, ice cold. Rick Nash might be on the block. They're going to sell. This team looking old very quick. I see a lot of value with our goaltender, $8,200.
I'm looking at Austin Matthews here. Six goals and 10 points in the last eight games. As you mentioned, Cam, the Toronto Maple Leafs, these guys are they've been exploding. Seven goals. They've scored at least seven goals
Matthews is actually a good – think about it. He's $400 less than Connor McDavid.
Five times, Cam. They've scored seven goals or more.
He's averaging over five fantasy points. He's on fire. He's cheaper than McDavid. I know McDavid's coming off that huge night, though. He's been good for Edmonton. But L.A. might want to try to – I think they maybe want to slow it down a little bit. So Austin Matthews at 700, Gabe, you got to put him in your lineup, don't you?
Jake Gardner's been racking up assists as of late, too. Jake Gardner, 12 assists over the last eight games.
You're reading my mail. Jake Gardner's my top defenseman. It's not, he's not even that expensive, but – if you want to go digging, Tony, like I do through people's trash, looking for some cheap items, I got two guys for you on the Leafs. Call up Travis Dermott. Watched him play live against the Islanders. The kid's a stud, $3,400. That's dirt cheap. And Charles McAvoy of the Boston Bruins at $4,300. These guys are very, very, very economical, and you can fill up your lineups when you want to take guys like McDavid and Matthews, Gabe.
When you put your hockey lineup together, do you like spending money on defense, or is it it's very night to night?
Know what it is, Tony? When you're doing hockey, I think the best thing you can do is get a cheap goaltender. Because a lot of the time, you know what I mean? You don't want to max out there. Because Gabe and I were talking, like right now, at the center position, you got to take studs. Austin Matthews or Connor McDavid, these guys are just too good. They're always on the ice, power play. They get the big points for their teams. Also in great situations tonight. So my advice would be get cheap goaltending and defense, and then find your way. You might have to open up your wallet for the wing and center position. Would you not agree, Morenci?
I can't disagree. You got to ride the hot hand.
Ride hot hand.
Hockey is a very streaky sport. Hockey is a very streaky sport. Marshawn's been red hot. Five games.
I got some injury updates in the NBA, and a couple of them.
Nice.
Eric Gordon is doubtful tonight for the Houston Rockets. So Gordon could – it looks like he is trending towards out. That means more playing time for Gerald Green and Richard Amute. But you know what? Amute is never going to put enough there. Rajon Rondo will not start tonight. He's coming off the bench in tonight's game. Liggins is going to get the start for the New Orleans Pelicans, and Rondo will come off the bench, and Rue Holiday will be the starting point guard there. Kelly Olynyk is out for the Miami Heat. Winslow will play. Ellington is still listed as doubtful. And then Drummond is healthy and ready to go tonight for the Detroit Pistons with that ankle situation.
There was talk of Oladipo, not injured, but he was sick.
Yeah, he's in.
Oladipo is going to be playing this evening.
Yeah, according to Nate McMillan, he's feeling much better. He's ready to go.
Are you ever worried? You know what's funny? Last week there was, the Philadelphia Eagles are sick. They have the flu.
We can still bet them.
Yeah, and ended up being all right.
Yeah.
Any hesitation for you that, Oladipo's coming back, returning after being sick? I don't really think so. I think he's just going to come back and he'll be fine. What do you think?
You know what, I always just throw them out there because if they're going to play, there's so many times we've heard guys that have had miraculous games and we've actually put there, and I remember everybody knows the Michael Jordan story and whatever happened there. I'll never forget this story. I had a friend that was driving a cab in Boston when we were in like our early 20s, and he picked Dennis Eckersley up at the bar at 4:30 in the morning, and he had to carry him into the cab, and Eckersley was pitching an afternoon game, so we bet all this money against the Red Sox, and Eckersley threw a three-hitter.
We got one for you, too. Tell them the Esteban Loaiza.
Yeah, Esteban Loaiza.
Boozcan story. It's amazing.
So that's the moral of the story is, though, that basically all baseball pitchers
are
drink.
Party animals.
Yeah. It's just. David Wells threw the no-hitter after drinking all night. He didn't think he was going to play. There's the famous Doc Ellis LSD.
Yep.
You know, Chief Wiggum said it. Chief Wiggum said it best, Tony. All of our World Series heroes or astronauts were either high on cocaine or alcoholics. Chief Wiggum was bang on with that. But great call by you, Cam, with the starting goaltender here with Kubitin.
Who opens a plate tonight. He's starting.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit of value with a better team. As I mentioned, too, Marchand returns for the five games.
Dangerous. The Boston Bruins are a dangerous
You know, he's going to be flying around out there, taking shots, hitting people.
Rangers and Bruins don't like each other either. It's this old school original six stuff.
And then we got the Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings tonight as well.
Yeah, that one's going to be interesting. I told you, Connor McDavid, like Matthews, if you're going to spend your money, you spend it in the center position. You're going to have to do it. $7,500. This guy's on fire. He's single-handedly. Did you see what he did in that last game against the Tampa Bay Lightning? He went bananas. McDavid and Matthews are both hot, Gabe.
Kopitar's got 15 points in his last 13 games, three goals and 12 assists.
Good call on Kopitar. If you're looking for somebody for the Kings, he's the star that's going to stir your drink there. And I'll tell you, though, the Leafs and Preds, I could see this game being like a 5-4, 6-5 hockey game. So if you're looking for a winger, Nylander of Toronto, like Matthews, is very, very hot. Connor Brown's real cheap. And Spoona, Tony, for Boston, Spoona, $4,700, real cheap. And Dreisaitl in Edmonton, a lean to him as well, Gabe, a very, very hot player. By the way, Tony, we didn't tell you, we went to the bar. So it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, we're in a booze stand, and my buddy goes up to me and goes, hey, Esteban, man, he's wasted, you know, hovering around. Hey, you pitching tomorrow? He goes, pitching tomorrow. I'm pitching today, man. Then we went out there, me and Morenci. We got all our money. We bet it against the Cleveland Indians. The guy sweated out a 7-inning two-hitter. He pitched one of the best. It was unbelievable. He was amazing. It's usually the day after you could shake off the booze, I'm thinking. It hits you day two, not on when you're running on adrenaline.
Yeah, basketball.
You guys do it all the time. They're
basketball
athletes.
Players are out partying all the time as well. It's
part of the business.
Athletes party. It is what it is. Because, you know, I've seen players out and teams out. I've seen the Boston Celtics out. I remember being in a bar.
Remember they used to back in music or whatever. Yeah. These guys were there all the time.
Saw the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, wasted.
Oh, no, they were New Orleans Hornets at the time. Chris Paul and stuff. And they were all dancing with their shirts off. And they were in a VIP room going crazy with bottle service. And they were playing the Raptors at, like, one of those 12:30 early start games. And I'm like, holy crap, man, they're the Pelicans, you know, they're the Hornets. These guys look pretty out of it. And I'm thinking, oh, man, maybe we should, you know, I'm looking, you know, thinking I'm going to load up on this. And I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute. The Raptors are with them. You know? And then I realized, all right, they're all hungover. I could tell you, we'll tell you a good funny NBA All-Star story after about James Harden and how my respect level went up for James Harden because I saw how much this guy could drink and then show up and hit shots. I saw it firsthand. Red Heat and Rage Radio, Game Time Decisions.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
The college basketball card has begun.
Oh, yeah.
Little Big Ten action. Maryland and Penn State off and running. LSU and Florida. Gators up 9-7.
Chop, chop.
It was funny earlier in the day. I hate this stuff where the kids choose the hats in front of everybody.
Hey.
And earlier in the day, there was a kid's mother, and she's wearing an Alabama. She's wearing an Alabama sweater.
But if you notice, she was wearing a Tennessee toque as well.
Yeah. So she had a Tennessee toque on, a hat, and she had the Alabama sweater, but she didn't have anything Florida. So essentially, she didn't want her kid going to Florida. And the kid, like, pulls the Gator hat out. The mom gets off, storms away. She hugged the kid after and stuff, but, you know, he could have told her before, listen, Mom, I'm not going where you want me to go. I'm going to Florida. I was talking about James Harden, Tony Sincata with us, and so Harden tonight, we don't have to worry. Listen, Tony, we didn't talk about Harden and the Rockets tonight in this game from a DFS perspective. So Harden's $11,300. And we don't have to worry. Listen, they played last night, so they couldn't have won out. They were in Brooklyn last night, unless they got smashed on the plane. But at the NBA All-Star Weekend a couple of years ago, I got the opportunity to I got a VIP pass to you'd like this, a gentleman's establishment.
Yeah, you're right up your west alley, Tony.
Yeah, a place called For Your Eyes Only, Tony.
For Your Eyes Only. That's a place, man.
Yeah, and it's basically like where, you know, the high rollers go, like Drake and, you know, Jose Canseco used to have his own booth there and A-Rod, et cetera. So it was NBA All-Star Weekend, and they brought in, like, all the All-Star, you know, dancers / strippers from around America, okay? You know, Miami, Atlanta. So it was like All-Star Weekend, All-Star VIP party, you know, with NBA players and NFL players. And it was a week after the Super Bowl. And 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, whatever, a week after, I think, at the time, and Cam Newton was actually there, and I lost a lot of money. I wanted to exchange words with him, actually, but I couldn't get close enough to him. But James Harden was there, all right? So James Harden was there, and James Harden was ordering, like, bottle after bottle after bottle of vodka, and he was pounding them back, man. And we were there until, like, 4 in the morning or something like that. And I can party pretty hard, Tony, all right? Like, I hit the wall, like, you know, and I was also running out of money being in a VIP party with NBA All-Stars. So there was some free booze, but not everything was free, if you know what I'm saying. So, James Harden.
I just heard Tony breathing.
Well, I'll put it, yeah, the dances weren't free. These girls didn't fly in from Atlanta to dance for free.
You know what the key is? On lap dancing, I got to help you out for next time you're there. You pay per song. So whatever it is, it's $50 per song, right? Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, that's the go-to song when you're in this place. Come on.
You don't get to request the song, Tony.
Yeah, I don't think you're...
$50. Is that what it's costing a lap dance in Jacksonville? Man.
So, no, you get croupons in Jacksonville.
Yeah, so Harden is... Harden's making it rain. He's getting wasted. And so I finally leave at about, you know, 3, 4 a.m. or whatever. And Harden's still there going hard. The next day, Tony, I felt like death, man. I'm sitting on my couch. And it's like, you know, 10 in the morning. And there's an NBA All-Star sort of scrimmage that's like for free. You know, sort of for like the community. The people can't get into the All-Star game. So it's sort of like first come, first serve. I don't know. It was like $10 or something. And the money went to charity. And all the NBA All-Stars were there. So I turn it on TV, and they're like, oh, man, everyone's here, and this is great, and here's James Harden. And I think to myself, oh, yeah, this should be something, Harden. And, there's Harden with, like, a bunch of kids taking pictures, and he's all smiles doing that NBA Cares, like, promo stuff. And I swear to God, you would never be able to tell, man. And I'm thinking, my God, this guy was drinking, like, a matter of hours ago. And then they had, like, a fun sort of three-ball competition. The guy could have missed. I actually think it's like musicians, Tony. There's a lot of bands that, you know, once they sort of get straight, you know, they get worse. You know what I mean, Kim?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, like, I hate to say it, but, you know, the best artists are sort of, you know.
Hanging on by a thread.
They're skating on thin ice at all times. And a lot of best athletes are just sort of party in booze bags and stuff. And it's like Michael Irvin. You know, Michael Irvin, of course, those guys were, you know, they were doing coke and they were, you know, the hookers and they had a place called the White House and they were going crazy. And somebody asked Michael Irvin, they said, Michael, did you ever think like maybe you underachieved because you partied so hard? And he's like, well, you know, we won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. the Dallas Cowboys party pretty hard, but they also won pretty hard. So look at the old Raiders teams as well in the old days.
Good point. Kenny Stabler, the snake. That guy. They, back then, they were hacking darts in the room and stuff, too, having shots. They didn't give a crap.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Those guys are old school machines.
Those guys were going hard. So one thing with the Houston Rockets, Tony, is they do struggle in back-to-backs, at least from a betting perspective. They're just 1-5 against the spread when playing back-to-back games. That was a tough game last night. I'm sure it was a little harder than it would have hoped, considering it was a back-to-back situation in Brooklyn, now going into Miami tonight. Harden's pretty expensive at $11,300, taking on the Miami Heat, who have been struggling as of late. What do you make of this game and Harden tonight?
Yeah, I don't like this game from a DFS perspective. Like, I have a hard time, you know, Miami on the road. Miami's not playing as well as they were earlier. They're a defensive play team. They play a slow pace. So I don't like the Houston Rockets from a DFS perspective. I think you have to pay too much money for Harden and Chris Paul tonight. The only guy that I like is Clint Capella. As good as Hassan Whiteside is blocking shots, he's one of those guys that's not a great one-on-one defensive player. And I think that Clint Capella is going to rebound, get double-digit points, and he's a guy tonight, $7,300 there. The rest of these guys, though, they're too much money. I'm not paying for Harden or Chris Paul tonight. It's just Clint Capella.
You know who catches my eye here, guys, is Richardson. Josh Richardson, 19.5 points over the last two games, hitting 8 for 13 from the field.
How's the price? Very nice.
Yeah, it's not bad, was it? $5,800. I think Houston, like Tony said, I think Houston's going to be a little fatigued tonight.
Miami might be worth a play tonight.
No, I think.
Four, what are they? Plus five?
Yeah, it's a leap of faith, Cam.
Sometimes you got to take a leap of faith, buddy.
I think we can get there. So
Johnson's a guy I like on this one as well. Johnson, 5,100. They're 29th in the league at against small forwards. You have an injury there in the front court, so he's going to get a little extra playing time. He's hit or miss. He put up 13 fantasy points in his last game, but put up 37 the game prior to that. And I think tonight, when he's going to get an opportunity to get 28 to 32 minutes, he'll deliver close to a fantasy point per minute.
Hey, Tony, you play DFS golf?
Of course.
Okay, boy, I was looking at a few guys on DraftKings here, players over $10,000, so we can't obviously to stack our teams at five guys, but yeah. I hate to say it, me and Coach Esser were talking, Dustin Johnson at $11,700 is actually a value play. We actually did the calculations for over $12,000. He's a guy that I like, and Jordan Spieth, defending champion, absolute money in the bank, $10,700 because of the strong field, I see a little value. You like those guys or any other guys that caught your eye?
I like Dustin Johnson a lot in this one. And one of the things you have to decide, and it's always a debate about people that put out golf advice, is whether you're going to go with course history or whether you go with recent form.
I like to go with both. I want to find guys with both.
I want it all.
And of course, that's the best case scenario. And we haven't seen Dustin Johnson on the course a lot as of late. And that's one of the things that worries me. But I am going to go with him as well this week. Spieth, of course, didn't make the cut in his last event, but is the defending champion on a tougher course. And then you look around, a lot of people are looking, and you hear the name Rory McIlroy. I don't like guys coming over from Europe playing on their first time there. They seem to do better when they play a week two or week three. And I'll tell you what, I'll go back to Jason Day. Jason Day coming off that extra, you know, overtime situation in the golf tournament at this course. He has three top six finishes in the last 5 years.
Yeah, Jason.
Cam's nemesis.
No, he's actually, Tony, you're making me sweat. Like, you know, like I'm eating hot wings because this guy drives me nuts. The back injuries, the vertigo. I had Alex
Norton.
That's
when he wins.
I know. It's a great point. I had Alex Norton at 66-1, losing in the playoff today. I was losing my mind because the playoff went to the next day, not even available for a great hedge. But another guy. No, you're right.
Two words, guys. Pat Perez.
Oh, yeah. I love Pat Perez. No, honestly, Pat Perez. I talked to Coach Esser, too. Pat Perez is in our betting six-pack, and he's a great play on DraftKings as well. I'm not sure if you have Pat Perez, but out of the big guys, I love the fate of Rory McIlroy. And I hate to say this, John Rahm has been the best in the world there, Tony, but 11,400 and gagging on Sunday, I might have to avoid him at that price. What do you think?
No, absolutely going to avoid him at that price. And Pat Perez is a guy that I love to play because when he's healthy, he's consistent. He's only $8,600. He has finished in three out of the last 4 years, a 14th, a 4th, a 7th, and then a 41st. So he made the cut in all those, in three of those, a top 14 for Pat Perez. So he'll definitely pay off that price. And another guy that, I'll tell you what, he's too cheap on DraftKings. You might want to take a shot on is Brandt Snedeker. He's played well at this course. He's won twice in the last 5 years. He's coming off injury last year that set him back with a fourth place finish there. Brandt Snedeker, if healthy, at $8,100 can be a steal.
Great point. Actually, me and Gabe talked about that earlier. Yeah. I told Morenci, Brent Sanders is my favorite player. Like, he's my favorite player on tour. I met him. Great guy. But that injury seems to be lingering. But you're right, Tony. Like, if you want to take a chance at some DFS lineups, and what, he loves Pebble Beach. He always plays well there. He's a perfect pro-am guy. He doesn't get rattled, whoever he's playing with.
Yeah, and one other cheap guy for you, J.B. Holmes, $7,400.
Nice pick.
The guy hits the ball a ton. And he has, in his last three times at Pebble Beach, 23rd, 11th, and 10th, and $7,400. I mean, if you can get a guy $7,400 that has a possibility to win it if everything went right, he's a guy that I absolutely love there. Because one of the guys that I always...
10 of the last 11 times there, J.B.
Yeah, one of the guys I love at cheap doesn't play well here usually. I'm usually a Charlie Hoffman guy, but he doesn't play well at this course.
Yeah, and I got a couple of fades for you guys, too, if you're thinking, this guy used to be a major winner, but this Lyme disease, Jimmy Walker can't shake it off. There's no dynamite this year, and I'm looking at $7,700 on DraftKings. I'm sorry. Until I see it from Jimmy Walker, you can't play him. And Bubba Watson at $7,900. Dude, are you going to make a cut and get on a leaderboard? Like, even if he plays well this week, it'll come out of the blue because these guys are in bad, bad form.
Tony,
that price is like crack. It's like crack. Like, you know it's not good for you, but you're like, you know what? It's Bubba Watson. Maybe I'll try it once. Nothing will happen once.
It's like Panda Express.
Sponsor a game time decisions. Panda Express.
I'd love it. Yeah, bring it on.
We're honestly.
Order extra MSG, please.
I'll eat garbage. Like, let's get a sponsorship.
Extra MSG, please. But, Tony, before we let you out of here, I know you're a big baseball fan. It's around the corner. But somebody tweeted us a great idea earlier about a baseball survivor league. And you're like, all right, how the hell are you going to do that? But basically, you pick the weekend series. So instead of picking a single game, you pick the weekend series. If you pick a four-game series and it's a split, then it's a push and you move on. But you can't take that team again. Very interesting concept that you know, one of our earlier guests, Lou, wanted to hop in. So we figure we're going to put together a little baseball survivor pool, and we'll see how long we can last. This baseball season's around the corner, man.
It's right around the corner. We got to get these free agents signed, and then we'll hit them out. It also ties you advance, but based on what I was reading, because you got to also remember baseball rainouts happen.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, you're right. These are the type of this is a league that we're gonna have to think about the rules for.
Yeah,
a couple
of we haven't even come up with it. Sounds like
we're gonna have to send this to Congress, Tony, for review. We need the FBI to review this. So can you guys go over this for us? All right. So best bets tonight. Listen, talked about it earlier. Yeah. I don't know if people are gonna jump on the Cleveland Cavaliers thinking this is it. This is it. The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing good basketball right now. They smashed this team earlier already. They're on a roll, the Timberwolves. The Cavaliers have lost 8 straight nationally televised games. They're 1-9 against the spread the last 10 times they played against a team with a winning record. And how about this for a quote? Isaiah Thomas, when we hit adversity, we go our separate ways. That's just how I feel. And it looks like that as well. Guys start going one-on-one offense and defense. It's becoming every man for himself. Says the king of that, to be honest with you. But this team is just a freaking mess. I'm going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think the game should get there and go over the number. Speaking of overs and totals, UNLV in Nevada tonight. This is going to be a track meet up there in Reno. The total's 166. I'm going to take the over. And even though Nevada's a better basketball team, it's a rivalry game. Cam, you always love those underdogs. I'm going to take the UNLV Running Rebels. Go fight, win at plus 9 points. Yet I'm going to lay the ton of points with Villanova. I'll lay the 16 with Nova and go over the number as well with Villanova and St. John's. What do you got for us, Cam?
I like where you're going, Morenci. Tony had some great DFS for golf. I'm going to bet my betting six-pack with a couple big bombs. Patrick Reed at 33-1, trending upwards. We talked about our guy, big fighting Pat Perez, PP, 35-1. He's going to get it done. Watch out for USA alum Patrick Cantlay, a player on the rise at 35-1. Brandon, man of grace. I was going to fade him after thinking about it. I'm going to take him at 40-1. And two big bombs for you. Nick Watney at 115-1. And hey, Jerry Kelly, he might be a senior, but he's beaten down people at 151 on short tracks. Give me ultra bomb Jerry Kelly at 150. Basketball, I'm with you guys. Minnesota, the Miami Heat plus 5. Also in the National Hockey League, Toronto, Nashville over the total of 5.5. Goals galore. Leafs laying 20 cents. A small pooch in the Edmonton Oilers, Tony, and the Boston Bruins.
You got a lot of games there,
Cam. Yeah, Cam, he's feeling it. He's feeling it.
Hey, Tony, here's Mark Lawrence. A word of advice, and he's always rock solid with these ugly underdogs. South Florida plus 13 against UConn. Game starts in 10 minutes.
I'm in. I'm getting in that the only game I bet tonight is the Minnesota Timberwolves. I give it 4 this afternoon, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, yeah, Pelicans, 8 straight home games have gone over the number. Pacers, Pelicans, going to be a track meet. Bet the over of that one. We'll be back tomorrow.